every Friday from 1 to 2 p.m. Tune in to Department Uno to hear the latest and greatest from the CJSF playlist, featuring all new music from local, Canadian, and international artists. Fresh releases from the music department every week on Department Uno, only on CJSF 90.1 FM.
You're listening to CJSF Radio 90.1 FM, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory in Burnaby, British Columbia. This is the open mic show at CJSF 90.1 FM. CJSF 90.1 FM. Calcedony with Undercover. Calcedony is currently working in their newest track release and their new video. We're soon to hear from them. In the meantime, vámonos con Pincel. Con Pinceles. No. Con Tarzán Congo. This is straight out of Mexico City, just for you, Billy. We have a very special guest tonight in the studio here at CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory in Burnaby, BC. We have Billy Hopeless, now known as Billy Bonito, But let's talk a little bit with...
I'm always helpless.
That's what I was wondering, but let's come back right after Tarzán Congo. Tarzán Congo, fresca, sonando duro en todas las emisoras. Lo prometido es deuda, chamacos de Ciudad de México, con lo más poderoso del ska. Tarzán. Was fresca from Tarzán Congo, straight out of Mexico City, the best of the ska here at the Open Mic Show in CJSF 90.1 FM. And we have Billy Hopeless, also known as Billy Bonito nowadays, with Rodeo here with us in the studio today.
Yeah, I'm just a sidekick. Rodeo's the real star.
He's the real star in the bag. Just so you know, we are the only pet-friendly show here at CJSF 90.1 FM, which Rodeo is our first pet guest here. Do you have any words for the audience there, Rodeo?
He's a cute, silent type.
He's a punk rock star. How you doing, Rodeo? He's behaving very well here for us. Yeah, but so you know, Billy Bonito, he's a big pillar of the punk rock in the local scene in Vancouver. And we... have a lot to talk about. I mean, there is so much to talk about that I think I'm going to have him come back. It's just the music programming in itself, Billy.
Oh, yeah, I love to talk. And you I love the music you're playing. You're playing some great bands. I mean, that first band, you know, this is the thing I love about, like, University College Radio is that every time I come on a show like this, I hear something new that I haven't heard before. And that's really, like, really cool because the mainstream radio just plays the same old stuff. I mean, who needs to hear that over and over and over again? You want to hear new sounds, fresh sounds, right?
Especially local bands such as what you listened. That was Chalcedony, which is a local band, Canadian girls.
Yeah, they're great.
They're amazing talent,
I think they're great. They loved it. I'm going to write that down and check them out.
Yeah, and before we carry on, I got to give you a big thanks for taking the invitation and coming down. As you are a big pillar of the rock scene in Canada, you alongside Joe. You know Joe, right?
Oh, yeah. I grew up with Joe. Yeah, we also grew up together, you know? It's like a family around
here.
Well,
yeah, you and Joe, man, are one of the big pillars. So.
Well, thank you. You know, as I say, it's so important. Like, now coming here, it's awesome for me. I mean, you just don't know how
so many memories.
Like, real radio is, how important real radio is, especially nowadays when... You know, as I said, you're getting pumped stuff and sold stuff, and it's like McDonald's, you know, over 20 billion sold, but it's not the real thing, baby.
Absolutely.
You want a real meal, right?
And so for that, we have Billy spinning a couple of albums from the Black Halos, who he was kind enough to bring for the station tonight. And right after Pincel Ska Punk with Tu Mirada, featuring La Chencha Berrinches from Los Angeles, California. We're going to go back into some spinning of some great tracks here. We got some great punk rock bands here. Picks of nuestro friend from audio programming, El Amigo Connor y Billy Bonito. They took their picks here. So I have my picks and they have their picks. It's going to be a really good punk rock show.
I'm loving hearing like that the band you just played here in like the Mexican and the Latin punk rock. I love hearing punk rock from around the world. Chai Pig from the band SNFU, who is a very dear friend of mine and Canadian legend. At one time, Chai gave me this tip on songwriting, and he said, if I'm ever stuck listening to lyrics, I'll put on music in a language I don't understand, just try and make the sounds into words in English.
Well, that's what Michael Jackson did.
Yeah.
He was just doing sounds, and then he just added the instruments and the words. And
yeah, but the thing is, like, the music is universal, right?
That's really universal.
I think when you listen to especially the punk rock, it's kind of like the Planet of the Apes, that Caesar was the first ape to speak, and he said no. And the word no is pretty universal in every language. When you say no,
it means no.
Everyone understands, no matter what language it's in.
So it's the same with the music. I mean, if you play music, people are going to understand.
Oh, yeah, and people love it. You know, it's sometimes like when people say they don't understand half of what I'm singing, and I think that doesn't really matter at times. It's really if you love the music and you love the
sound.
It's
about the feeling, what you transmit through the growls, the wailing of the guitars, the stomping of the drums, you know, the bass lines of the bass. It's just wild, man. Oh, I mean, it's part of our nature.
I've gone to concerts and sang like along with the band when I was a kid, especially, and like with metal bands and punk bands, and had the words totally wrong.
I mean, who haven't done that, you know?
And then when it got to like death metal and stuff, come on, I mean,
I don't even know what they mean. Like, that's the one rule I have for heavy metal, Bill, I gotta tell you. If I don't understand what the lyrics are, I'm just like not interested.
It's the same. It's like, you know, it's like throat singing. Someone like really understand when there's a metal band going, ooh, wow.
The growling.
And that's supposed to say I'm suffocating and bleeding. I don't think so, but it doesn't really matter.
Well,
like the sound.
And you know, that's one of the most important things about interviewing the artist that I've noticed since I've started my career here at CJSF, is that you can think whatever it is about an art piece or a song, but not until you actually have the artist in front of you. And you ask them what it actually means that you're saying in this song, that then you actually that you actually will understand what he's actually trying to communicate, and that's the beauty of art.
Yeah, it's. I think the thing is that you can always take something different from it too, and that's really kind of cool because sometimes it means like something totally different. Sometimes I write lyrics, I'm like, what am I trying to say? And I have to figure it out. You know? And I'm like, what is my mind subliminally saying here? And then I figure it out. I go, oh, that's what I get.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Wow, that's what it's saying. Okay, that's really cool. But yeah, no, I think that's really it. You know, I like lyric sheets because lyric sheets sort of give it away. Back before the internet, I'm like an old man. Back before the internet, back before computers.
Well, you're not the only one here.
You have to read the lyric sheets, and if you didn't get one, you had to play it over and over again, trying to figure out what they were saying.
Well, and you know, and that's one of the other great things that I'm trying to bring back to CJSF is trying to bring the pillars and culture and the real shakers of who have been founding the music sound of Vancouver, because it's not a very old country, as we know.
No, not really.
I mean, Canada itself is not very old, but Vancouver, I'm speaking specifically in Vancouver. I mean, one of the catharsis for me to play punk rock, it was the Black Halos. I mean, and Vancouver has always had a great scene of indie music.
Always. Everywhere around the world I've gone on tour, people always say, and it's a thing that we're known for, I guess, is like punk rock. Vancouver's always been a real punk rock city. And it's crazy because like bands like The Misfits, Social Distortion, even The Offspring guys playing with them, and they're like, DOA, 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 Subhumans, DOA, Subhumans. And I go, it's really kind of
cool. There's
got to
be more.
You know,
like, it's a lot more out there.
Yeah, and I'd say, but it's really kind of cool because that was it. Like, when I was a kid, I remember, like, watching this old TV show on cable access, Soundproof, and they'd have, like, all the local punk rock bands and seeing DOA and seeing the Subhumans, then meeting those guys and
It's a dream, isn't it?
Meeting the guys and going, oh, my God, you know, it's like being in New York in 1970 and meeting the Ramones, you know? This is, like, groundbreaking to me.
And that's exactly what it is like to be on the radio, guys. For me, that's exactly what it is. I got to see Billy when I was 16 years old. He was up on stage, and I gotta tell you, man, I had a jug of beer on my hand, and at that time here in Canada, I'm not gonna tell you what's coming up next, but what's coming up next here at CJSF is Tu Mirada de Pinceles Capón con La Chencha Berrinches. We'll be right back with Billy Hopeless, Billy Bonito from the Black Halos, a big figure, famous figure here in Vancouver for the punk rock scene. Anyways, Tu Mirada.
La Chencha Berrinches de Los Angeles, California. Pincel, Mexico City. Sigue tan presente.
Black Halos, live at CJSF 90.1 FM with... We have Billy Bonito from the Black Halos live in the studio here at CJSF. It's hopeless, man. I know nothing we can do about it. What are we listening to now?
This is actually, well, the last song was Better Days off of our most recent album, How the Darkness Doubled. But we're going to be, right now, we're listening to, it's